Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the full moon that's going to be occurring on May 23rd, 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you're interested in learning more about your own personal numerology, your forecasts, or anything to do with the energies that you signed up for in this lifetime, I would love to take a look. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 22 at this full moon. So 2-0-2. Now, what this can bring in is this sort of need for change, but also very clear, like, turning points coming in for you. So you're able to see very clearly the direction that you want or need to be moving towards. And so with that clarity, you can start taking action, right? You can start to come up with a plan and start to come up with a strategy so that you can move from point A to point B in the most seamless way possible. But as that clarity comes in, there's going to be a need for decisiveness, right? You're going to have to make some very clear decisions once you have that clarity. And sometimes that can bring about some level of, anxiety for fear of, you know, making the wrong decision and doing something, you know, messing something up or whatever. But what I would say to you is, you know, as long as you can stay focused on the direction that you want to be moving in and make decisions based on that, then it is the right decision, whatever you decide. If it's moving you towards the direction you want to be moving towards, then it is the right decision for you in this moment. So you could see some things come in around this full moon where it, like, illuminates, you know, where it is that some changes need to be made, where, you know, you might hit some kind of, like, roadblock or some kind of crossroads where a decision needs to be made and then action needs to be taken. So, you know, beautiful energy in the overall, because what this is trying to do is to help you to move forward towards the direction you want to be moving towards. If you feel like you're hitting roadblocks or you feel like you're seeing some kind of, again, you feel like you're at a crossroads, it's trying to push you to make a decision that's best for you in this moment and that's moving you towards where it is that you want to be as opposed to where you might be. The other thing I would say is there is an opportunity to gain sort of a greater awareness around something. It can be around relationships or, again, career or living space or whatever, any area of life. But there is an opportunity now for greater awareness of something. And again, once we have that awareness, then typically, you know, our actions are going to start to reflect that awareness. So that can create some kind of change within our relationships or our living situation, our belief systems, whatever it may be. But there is likely to be something that occurs that brings that awareness about. And then it's what you do with that awareness that's going to ultimately make the difference when it comes to your experience. I would also say there's a high level or a high need for adaptability at this time. So just be as adaptable as possible, kind of go with the flow as much as possible. You are going to have to sort of make decisions, obviously, in this at this time. And those decisions will determine, of course, your outcome. But there's also this need for recognizing what can I control and what can I not control. What I can control, let me take action, let me have a plan, let me get a strategy in place. What I can't control, let me be adaptable to whatever I need to sort of surrender and what it is that I need to kind of move with the flow and see where it takes me. And then I can figure out how to work with it. So it's definitely about finding a balance there. The other thing I would say is be careful of, like, restlessness. You know, any time that you need to calm the mind and come back to some kind of peace and harmony, this is going to be a time where you really need to kind of flex that muscle and do that, because, you know, your mind can kind of take you to places that aren't necessary. And through that, you can kind of start to feel restless or agitated. And I would say, again, bring it back to what can I control in the situation? What can I not control? What I can control, I can work with and I can make happen. And I can, again, get a plan, get organized, commit to it. What I can't control, the only thing I can really do is to be adaptable and to move with whatever life is throwing at me at the moment. So try to calm the mind. Don't sort of overanalyze. Don't try to overthink or try to, you know, read too much into things at this time. Just really see things for what they, how they're being presented, and go with your intuition and your gut feeling with it. And you will make the best decisions for you in that moment. So opportunity for some big turning points potentially in your life in some area, but it's going to require you to make the decision, and it's going to require you to take the effort to get you there. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, 11s. Bye for now.